I'm pro Tiger Woods. That's just the fucking truth, okay? I'm on his side. And this is post me watching the two-part docuseries on HBO. What a compilation, okay? 4 hours almost of magnificent production and television and storytelling. Man, oh man, that is something that they got to show in schools. And I'm not just talking about media school. I'm talking about any school. Because that shit's perfect. That's working hard. For real. Not just what's on camera, but behind camera, okay? Everyone did their part, including Tiger Woods, okay? He played such a powerful main character, for real. And I think he's made out to be this villain who kind of made a comeback, but mainly is, you know, psychotic, a villain, someone who wasn't raised right, blah, 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 all these negative things. And I'm over here thinking, fuck. Yeah, he fucked up, but how are we in part celebrating the National Enquirer, okay? That's the publication that is so paparazzi-focused, so celebrity-focused, so fucking cringe. Well, what's the point? What's the point? You know somebody I would never trust, never want to be friends with? It's somebody who dreams of being part of the paparazzi, okay? And I get it. Attention is needed, right? In those fields of entertainment. But I truly am a believer that that much attention doesn't need to be, you know. Okay, that was another episode of Expensive Popcorn, the fastest movie/television/docuseries show in the podcast world. Maybe. Anywho, I just finished that two-part series, and yeah, Team Tiger Woods. Why not? Okay, for real. Athletic excellence was really that G. Hey, I'm late to the party, but I may be a fucking golfer now, and that's because of Tiger Woods. It's just the truth. That shit was elite. And why should I care about how much pussy he's getting? It's funny. It's fascinating, but I'm just here for the hole-in-ones, the birdies, the eagles, the concentration, the poise, the discipline, ironically, the discipline. This dude is something else, man. This dude is something else. I guarantee a lot of this not only had to do with how his father raised him and how his father would literally cheat on Tiger's mom right in front of him. I know that had a large part to, you know, make Tiger the quote-unquote antagonist he ended up being. But the pain medication, right? Something that I feel as if he wasn't forced to take, right, from an outside source. He was just doing it himself. This guy would play through injuries. This guy won a major with broken legs. Broken legs. That's fucked up. How come I've never heard of that? I thought I knew everything about sports. Anywho, that's it. I'll get out of your way. Tiger fucking Woods, man. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you listen to this, but hey, you know the deal. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.